Hi, welcome to Keypoint Review, Unit 9, Real Estate Agency. We'll try to get through all the slides in under 10 minutes. Real estate agency relationships are governed by common law, which is established by tradition and court decisions, and statutory law, which is passed by state legislatures and other governing bodies. An agent is hired by a principal to act on the principal's behalf. A principal has three different meetings in our course and on the exam. The first meeting is a sum loaned or employed as a fund or an investment or distinguished from its income or profits. The second meeting is the original amount of total due and payable at a certain date for a loan. And in this section, agency, it means a main party to a transaction, the person for whom an agent works. Agency is the fiduciary relationship in which the agent is held in a position of special trust and confidence by the principal. The client in a real estate transaction is the principal. A customer is the non-represented party for whom some level of service is provided and who is entitled to fairness and honesty as a third party. Subagent is authorized to work with the agent on behalf of the client. Non-agent, such as a facilitator, intermediary, transaction broker, transaction coordinator, or contract broker, assists one or both parties with the transaction without representing either party's interests and often is subject to specific statutory responsibilities. Consensual. The relationship between principal and agent must be consensual. Express agency is based on an express agreement between agent and principal. This is the written agreement. Implied agency will be created when the actions of the parties indicate that they have mutually consented to an agency. The source of agent's compensation does not determine the agency because the agent may be compensated by someone other than the client, or the agency may exist even if no compensation is involved. Gratuitous agency is when there is no compensation is involved. Fiduciary relationship, trust and obedience with the agent and principal. Fiduciary relationship, OCAR, you'll memorize this for the exam. O is obedience, L, loyalty, D, disclosure, C, confidentiality, A, accounting, and R is reasonable care. Sometimes you'll see it as care, but I put the reasonable in so you can see why it's called OCAR with the R at the end. Universal agent is empowered to do anything the principal could do personally. General agent represents the principal in a broad range of matters. A special agent represents the principal in one specific act or business transaction only under detailed instruction. Single agency is one in which an agent represents only one party in a transaction. Listing agent is a real estate broker who becomes an agent of the seller by entering into a listing agreement for the seller's property. Buyer's broker represents a buyer as an agent to find property that meets the buyer's specifications as set out in the buyer representation agreement. Dual agency is one in which an agent represents two principals in the same transaction. Dual agency is also where allowed by state law requires one, informed consent of both principals and in mass to a notice to be signed by both parties. If it needs to be in writing, both parties need to sign it. Undisclosed dual agency, which may occur inadvertently, can result in rescission of the sales contract, so pulling it back, forfeiture of a commission, a lawsuit for damages, and possibly license suspension or revocation. Remember, in the dual agency, there are two, it must be signed by all documents, and there are two documents, the written agreement that is signed to allow for the dual agency, signed by all parties, and a notice which has to go out as well about the dual agency. Undisclosed dual agency is illegal in Massachusetts. Designated or designated representative, designated agent, is a sales associate authorized by the broker to represent one party to a transaction, while a different sales associate in the same firm represents the other party to the transaction. Non-designated agent. The real estate firm of the agent and all other affiliated agents are also working for the same principle as the agent. Agency coupled with an interest cannot be revoked by the principal or terminated upon the principal's death. Opinion or fact. Statements to clients and customers should be clearly identified as opinion or fact. Puffing is legal exaggeration of a property's benefits. Fraud is the intentional misrepresentation of a material fact to harm or take advantage of another person. Negligent misrepresentation occurs when a real estate professional should have known that a statement about a material fact was false and the real estate professional's misrepresentation was due to culpable, careless negligence rather than simple accidental negligence. Latent defects. The seller of residential property may have the duty to disclose any known latent, also called hidden, defects that threaten a building's structural soundness or an occupant's personal safety. Latent defects. In some states, an agent has an independent duty to conduct a reasonably competent and diligent inspection of the property and to disclose defects to prospective buyers. Disclosure of environmental, health, and safety hazards may stigmatize properties, may require an agent to consult an attorney. That would be the answer for the national portion of the exam. For Massachusetts, in 1998, Massachusetts enacted the Stigmatized Property Law, Chapter 93, Section 114. This statute specifically states that brokers do not have a duty to investigate or affirmatively disclose murders, suicides, allegations of ghosts, or other possible stigmas. I added another slide, which we'll see in other units in our course as well. Megan's Law requires the state to make available to the public information about how they can determine where persons convicted of sexual offenses live in the community. That information is available online, and they can also contact the local police. We made it. Keep up your hard work. We are unstoppable. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. Albert Schweitzer, 1952 Nobel Peace Prize for his philosophy of reverence for life. See you in class soon. Keep up the hard work.